Portland mugshots, several arrested, suspect smashes police vehicle. By Hannah Blow on October 5, 2020. Several demonstrators were arrested over the weekend after continual nights of protests in Portland. One who smashed a police vehicle and another who violated a federal court order by participating in Sunday's protest. Violent protests broke out in Portland yet again over the weekend. On Sunday, one man approached a police vehicle, smashing the back window and pepper spraying the interior. Police eventually apprehended the man, who tried to escape in a vehicle. Officers found window punch tools, pepper spray, throwing knives, a laser pointer, a slingshot, rocks, and more inside the vehicle. The suspect, John B. Russell, 41, faces charges of assaulting a public safety officer, aggravated harassment, and criminal mischief in the first degree, per the Portland Police Bureau. Another protester, Carly A. Ballard, who was reportedly hit in the face by an impact munition, reportedly violated her federal court order by participating in Sunday's protest. According to journalist Andy Ngo, Ballard has been arrested 3 times in recent months. Her local charges were dropped, but she's being federally prosecuted for allegedly assaulting a federal officer, Ngo added. Jeff Singer, 33, was also among those arrested Sunday. He faces charges of assaulting a public safety officer, first-degree criminal mischief, interfering with a peace officer, and escape in the third degree. Other arrestees include Patrick Welsh, 29, of Seattle-second-degree disorderly conduct. Devlin O'Neill, 30, of Portland, first-degree criminal mischief, interfering with a peace officer, second-degree disorderly conduct. Jason Grant, 22, of Vancouver, first-degree criminal mischief. Connor Finnegan, 28, of Portland, first-degree criminal mischief. Amber Perkopile, 21, of Portland-second-degree criminal mischief. Dozens have been arrested in Portland over the last few weeks, some of whom have been released without bail. Portland City Commissioner Joan Hardesty, who once suggested that authorities are intentionally setting fires to justify attacking community members, has since called for deputized officers to be pulled from Portland immediately.